Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
From time to time, the United States identifies individuals who are crucial to the operation or specific agenda of a terrorist organization. Most often, these are part of the leadership, or they help finance terrorist organizations. In all cases, these are people who have committed or are deemed to pose a significant threat of committing acts of terrorism. Aslan Avgazarovich Butakayev and Irat Nasimovich Vahitov both come from Russia. Aslan Butakayev was associated with the Islamic Caucasus Emirate, an al-Qaeda affiliate operating primarily in Chechnya. This group has been designated a terrorist organization by the U.S. government, as had two of its previous leaders, including close associate of Aslan Butakayev, Doku Umarov. Butakayev was a leader within the group, but in June 2015, Butakayev broke with the Islamic Caucasus Emirate and threw in his lot with ISIL, also known as Daesh. Since becoming an ISIL leader in June 2015, Butakayev has planned attacks on behalf of the group. In November 2015, Russian special forces discovered a large bomb hidden on the side of the road in Kantishevo, Ingushetia, Russia, thwarting an ISIL attack directed by Butakayev. Irat Nasimovich Vahitov is from the Russian territory of Tartistan. He is associated with Jaish Mujahideen Wal Ansar, a specially designated terrorist group that has been active in the Syrian civil war. Vahitov has also used the internet to recruit militants to travel to Syria. Under Executive Order 13224, both Aslan Avgazarovich Butakayev and Ayat Nazimovich Vahitov have been named by the U.S. Department of State as specially designated global terrorists. As a result of this designation, all property subject to U.S. jurisdiction in which Butakayev and Vahitov have any interest is blocked, and U.S. persons are prohibited from engaging in any transactions with Butakayev and Vahitov. By naming Butakayev and Vahitov specially designated global terrorists, the United States freezes any holdings or bank accounts they may have, effectively preventing them and their fellow conspirators from using such funds to support ISIL's deadly agenda.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.